When you walk across the center of this large university campus, as I did, you'll find a wide, permanent line stretching several hundred yards. The story behind it is one you know from history. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
This is Andrew McCray inviting our listeners to join me on a railroading tour of the Canadian Rockies featuring agricultural highlights August 3rd to August 12th. Fly to Calgary and experience breathtaking views on our train journey to Vancouver aboard Via Rails Canadian. Then a scenic ferry ride takes us to historic Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. Agricultural features include Vandermeulen greenhouses and Golden Ears cheese crafters. All airfare, great hotels, and more are included. Call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. In the center of the campus of the University of Arizona, you'll find a place called Old Main.
This land was in the middle of nowhere at the time, and there was nothing but dirt surrounded by it. So the Old Main building was the classroom, it was the administration, everybody was in here.
Leah Timmigan leads tours here, as well as takes classes as a student. Today, the university has 50,000 students. Back in 1887, it began with an agriculture college that has some classes still held in one of the original buildings.
Old Main was built, then the gym was built, which is right next to Forbes, and now the Forbes building, which is housing the College of Agricultural Life Sciences, is the third oldest building, and it is the first college that was established here.
Near Old Main, you'll find a large permanent outline on the ground. It has an important purpose.
The entirety of the USS Arizona is outlined in our mall, which is our grassy section that stretches across the middle of the campus. So the outline of the USS Arizona ship is there, and also there is a memorial where the hull was that has the name of every single person that died there on that fateful day in Pearl Harbor.
It is just part of the memorial to the ship and those who served.
We have the original bell that's in our bell tower, as well as two chains that hang by our bookstore in eternal remembrance, and then our student union itself is modeled after the USS Arizona, so it's kind of like being on a ship. So those are some of the ways that we pay respects to the sacrifices that they gave us.
And while the university certainly has plenty of technology and research taking place, it is places like Old Main and the USS Arizona that pay tribute to the heritage of this land-grant university. Traveling the countryside in Tucson, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.